Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Min Insights podcast, reviewing The Last of Us episode 6, and this is another one that was very emotionally driven. We pick up with a quick flashback to the ending of episode 5, where we saw the end of Sam and Henry, which is just all kinds of emotionally devastating as well. But this one, it picked up 3 months later. It's winter time, and Joel and Ellie are still on their way to Jackson to look for Tommy, and they come across this cabin with this they look like a Native American Eskimo-ish kind of couple that they've been, you know, basically living off the grid, from hiding from humanity for the entire time that this infection outbreak pandemic has been going on, because Joel is, you know, they're basically lost and they're trying to find their way. Shows them the map, and we get a little nod to, which I'm wondering if we're going to get to see it in episode 8 when that one comes up, reference in the game when, you know, again, spoilers, as all these episode reviews are, spoilers for the show, spoilers for the game. And it's when Joel is trying to help find Ellie after, you know, she's taken by David. He has one guy says, you know, mark it on the map where they are, and better hope that your buddy points at the same location. That's what he does to this couple, but he's not aggressive towards him. He's nicer. He has the wife point to a part of the map, and then he has the husband point to a part of the map to figure out where they're supposed to go. And this is where we get the clip from that was in one of the trailers, when he says, you know, the best way out west, and a guy says, yeah, go east. The one that plays the husband, I've seen him in other stuff before. I don't know what his name is, but I'm fairly familiar with him, at least by the face. And whoever is the woman that plays his wife, she was very charming, and I loved her and the little bit that we got to see of her. And after that, Joel and Ellie are on their way to Jackson trying to find Tommy. We get some more dialogue exchange that's very identical to the game, where Ellie asks about, you know, say they find the fireflies and they make the vaccine, they make the cure, but then what do they do? And this one is, I'm sure it's a nod to what we get in part 2 when Ellie and Dina have their conversation, where Joel says that he would like to get a farm and raise some sheep, and which is a very, I don't want to say pivotal moment in part 2, but it's a very significant part in part 2 with regards to how the story gets to the ending of that one, which again, if you've played part 2, you know exactly what I'm talking about, and I'm sure, just like me, your mind went straight to that when that moment came up. We talked about herding sheep. Ellie again talking about astronauts, which again is a very significant thing that's been part of both games, that she loves astronauts, which is, especially in part 2, has one of my favorite moments in the entire game. Such a beautiful moment that once we get to season 2, and if they're going to split it to 2 seasons like they keep saying, or like I keep hearing rather, I wonder if we're going to get that moment between Joel and Ellie with regards to, you know, space and astronauts and all that fun stuff. But yeah, then the couple tells them about a river of death. I don't know if it's that they're trying to scare them or just warn them, which it's kind of played as it could be interpreted as both. Then they get to the river and we see the dam, just like in the game when Joel and Ellie are heading to Jackson, Wyoming to find Tommy. And then this is where she encounters a group of people that at first it makes it feel like these are, like, you know, they're the bad guys, quote unquote, hunters, whatever you want to call them. But it's just, they are residents of the community of Jackson. One of them being, I don't know how to pronounce it, is it Rutina? The actress who played Tara on True Blood, who plays Maria on here, who is Tommy's wife in the game and on the show. There's a moment where, actually a couple moments that happened throughout the episode, where Joel, I don't know if I said he's having like a panic attack or what was going on, but he just keeps having, I interpret it as being a panic attack or an anxiety attack, where he's just having this moment of just, you know, fear and panic and guilt, because he's riddled with fear and guilt and he opens up about it with Tommy later on in the episode, talk about having a fear of failure, that he felt like he's failed so many people in his life, and he feels like that's all he's good for, that he's just a failure. And in this moment when him and Ellie are surrounded, they have a dog, like a medical sniffing dog, where they can like sniff, you know, certain diseases and infections and other things like that, which is very much a real thing. It is real. So I don't know how many people are going to watch it and think, oh, that's bullshit. No, there are dogs that are specially trained to track a scent of someone who is sick with a specific disease. So what it is, this dog is trained to sniff out people who are infected, and that's where Joel starts to panic internally and Ellie starts to panic internally. The dog sniffs Joel, he's clean obviously, and then when the dog is gonna go sniff Ellie, him and her have that little moment where they're both panicking, like, oh shit, the dog's gonna sniff me, they're gonna kill me. But no, it's all good. He just mentions he's just passing through, trying to find his brother, and that's when we are introduced to Maria. Escort them to the community of Jackson, which and I have to applaud the production designers and the props people and everyone who works on the show, how much detail and care they put into building these sets and the design, care and attention to detail to it. It looks almost exactly as Jackson does in the game. We see a lot more of it in part 2. We see glimpses of it in the part 1, but so much of it in part 2, and it looks so identical. Especially the little barnyard area. It looks like a community cafeteria where they have the big party that happens in part 2 with where Ellie and Dina have their little special moment. When Joel and Tommy have their reunion and their embrace, I'll admit I got a little teary-eyed because it's just, and I have to say, this episode, Pedro Pascal just gives one of the best performances I've ever seen on a TV show, and especially for him being such an amazing actor. I even tweeted it out after the show finished. This Pedro Pascal is a fucking amazing actor, and I mean it 100%. And just much like how I felt with Patty, is it Considine, who played King Viserys on House of the Dragon, how his final episode when he died on season 1 of House of the Dragon, spoilers for anyone who hasn't seen it, sorry, but Pedro's performance on this episode alone, I feel, is so worthy of an Emmy and Golden Globe nomination at the very least, and I hope he gets that, because he is, again, an amazing actor, and he deserves all the praise and accolades that, you know, will come to him. But yeah, they have their emotional reunion. And Gabriel Luna as Tommy, great performance from him as well. He has captured the essence of the character so well. And we get some callbacks, again, to the game, some nods to the game. I mean, we don't get the whole action sequence like we do it in the game, where they're at the dam trying to get the power back on and a group of hunters and whatever come in. But we do get some dialogue that's very similar to it, where Tommy's opening up, like, you know, that we're thriving, you know, and doesn't say it word for word like in the game, where he talks like, oh, you know, remember how we talked about, you know, people, you know, being able to do this again? Well, we're doing it. When they're in the little mess hall cafeteria area and Joel and Ellie are eating, there's a person, the little girl in the distance that's watching them, and I suspect that that's meant to be Dina, is who it is, especially because the clothing looks very similar to Dina, that she's just kind of just watching Ellie from the distance. We do get a moment very similar to the game where it's not exactly like, you know, when Ellie takes a horse and runs off. It's still within the community of Jackson. Joel and Tommy, they have their emotional conversation where he opens up to him. Well, first they have one off conversation where they talk about what's, you know, essentially catching up. And one big difference that they don't have it in the game that they decided to put in the show, that Tommy and Maria are having a kid. And then Joel and Tommy get into it because Joel is not immediately congratulatory of it, but then they have their conversation later on where they are a little more loving towards each other when Joel decides to open up to him about his fears and his anxieties and his guilt and his panics that he's been having. And he tells Tommy about Ellie's immunity. And this whole scene is, again, this is where I feel Pedro Pascal just gives such an award-winning performance, because he's so emotional and he plays Joel with so much vulnerability to him and such humanity and humility to him that just, and that's why I'm happy that it's not a one-for-one complete beat-by-beat, shot-for-shot remake of the game, but I'm glad that they are doing it their way with Neil Druckmann involved, who, you know, again, head writer of the game, creative director of part 1 and 2, being part of the show. And making sure that they maintain that essence of the story. It allows them, the actors and to give the performances that they have been giving for these 6 episodes so far. That we've getting the great performances from Nick Offerman, from Bella Ramsey, from Pedro Pascal is from here. But before we even get to this part, but Maria takes them to the house that they're going to be staying in, at least for the time being. And Ellie comes out of the shower, she's all clean, and they have the little hoodie like she wears in the game, the pink white purple hoodie with the striped hoodie. And just again, when I see those little things, I get excited. And they also, when they were showing them around the community, they took them to the stables, and Ellie got excited to see the horse, and the horse's name Shimmer. Again, a nod to The Last of Us Part 2. I got so excited for that, because that is the horse that Dina and Ellie, they ride when they go to Seattle. And then Maria tells her to go across the street to the house that Tommy and Maria live in, and they start to talk and have their little bonding moment, where Ellie sees a sign, like a little placard sign, memorial, as Maria calls it, that has date Kevin and then Sarah. And that's where Ellie learns about Sarah being Joel's daughter. Then after we get the conversation with Joel and Tommy, where he begs Tommy to take Ellie with him to the fictional University of Eastern Colorado, go Bighorns. He opens up about that he's weak, he's old, he's afraid. He mentions the Kansas City situation where he didn't hear that guy coming and Ellie had to save him, watching Henry and Sam die to protect Ellie, and just how much guilt he feels for that, and then opening up about Tess as well. Ellie hears the conversation because we see her walking through the area after Maria had taken her to go see a movie that they have in the community. That's where we get the scene that we've all been waiting for, where, and it is almost exactly, I would say 99.99%, just like in the game, Joel enters the bedroom, Ellie is reading from the diary, and the dialogue again, almost exactly 100%. This is what people had to worry about, dates, and what shirt goes with what skirt, and how just ridiculous and how simple it was. And the performances from both of them, it was so emotional in the game, but their performances from Bella and from Pedro, it's so, the volume is turned up to 11. And again, I got teary-eyed and emotional from it because their performances just sucked me in. Getting the iconic, you don't know what loss is. Ellie with her, everyone I've ever cared for has either died or left me. Everyone fucking except for you. And they have their moment. And that's when Joel says, we are going our separate ways. But we don't get the gunfight like we do in the game. It's just, he leaves the bedroom. He goes to where he's going to be sleeping for the night. And he starts having flashes to Sarah. When we get to see Nico Parker again, because again, Joel's just experiencing all kinds of anxiety and panic and PTSD, because he sees a girl out in the community that from behind looks just like Sarah, and sees her with her own daughter, and even said it in the inside the episode recap that they had at the end of it, where they're saying like in Joel's head, he's thinking, if Sarah lived, I could have, this is what I would have, kind of thing. Then afterwards, Joel meets with Tommy and Ellie at the stables, and that's where they go their separate ways to the university to find the Fireflies. And again, another great nod that to the game, which one, we get the music that plays at the end of the game. I think it's New Beginning, I think is the name of the track. One of my favorite tracks from part one. But yeah, we get to hear that playing as we see Joel and Ellie on their little trek towards Colorado. And we get the dialogue exchange of him explaining to her about what football is. And we get the other moment, just like in the game, where he opens up about when he was younger, he wanted to be a singer, and she's begging him to sing for her. Another great nod to the game, as they're passing through the university, that Ellie getting to see monkeys for the first time, which I got excited for that one too. And then when they're inside the building, get another little moment with the monkeys where they get into the building, they think it's abandoned, they hear the noise upstairs, they go in there, they find the monkeys in one of the little laboratory areas. And then again, the great line that everyone loves, Ellie, from Ellie, maybe in all that research they turn into fucking monkeys. We see some of the little hunter people. And if you've played the games, you know exactly who this crew is from. And they come in, Joel gets into it with one of them, chokes one of them out, just like in the game. But then, rather than getting the big fight like we do in the game, that sees Joel and one of the people tumble off of a balcony, rusted rod po- pokes him from in the side. Instead, he just gets simply stabbed in the stomach by this guy. Ellie begs Joel to get on the horse. Ellie has to, you know, shoot the other people who come in to protect themselves. They manage to escape. Joel falls off the horse. And then Ellie, in a panic, not knowing what to do, she just says, you know, you gotta wake up. You gotta wake up. I can't do this without you. And then that's where the episode ends. Again, another amazing episode. Beautiful performances from everybody on this one. Pedro's performance is just so amazing and beautifully done, and just shows how much range he has and how much true talent he has as an actor. And like I said, he better, if he doesn't win an Emmy or a Golden Globe, he better at least be nominated, because he's fucking amazing on the show. And then next week, episode 7, we're getting the Left Behind story, where we see Ellie and Riley and what happens to them on that one. Because this, again, spoilers, skip ahead about 30 seconds. This is where we get how Ellie gets bit, and this is where we get the moment where, I don't know if it's that, this is where Ellie realizes she's lesbian, but this is her moment with Riley that makes the audience know, and who played the game, this is where we find out that she's lesbian. Looking forward to that episode. That one's going to definitely be a very emotional one as well, and just hoping the people who've never played the game, they're not going to complain about it being a filler episode, because this, of course, they're going to take some creative liberties to it to expand on the story a little bit more. I know people complained about how the Bill and Frank episode was filler and that added nothing to the story, even though it very, very clearly did, especially if you listen to the podcast where Craig and Neil went into detail about why it was an important episode and why it serves the story. But this one especially, where we get to see again how Ellie and Riley, how they had their situation, how she becomes infected, and what it's going to mean for her going forward, and why she wants so badly to find the Fireflies and become that cure. That's going to be a fun episode for sure to look at next week. And yeah, that's going to do it for this episode of the Men in Tights podcast. I hope you all enjoyed hearing me talking about The Last of Us. I cannot say enough great things about this show. Craig and Neil and everyone involved have just done a phenomenal job, in my opinion. So far, all 6 episodes have been amazing. The story has been, I won't say completely perfect, because yeah, there are some things that I wish they would have done a little bit more from the game, but I have enjoyed it very, very much. I can't say that there's any episodes that I would consider to be weak at all, because each episode has been successful in telling the story that it was meant to tell. And really, that's all I can ask for. Telling the story that they are supposed to tell. Give me a story that I can be invested in. And even though I've played these games so many times and I have the story just completely memorized in my head, beginning to end for part 1 and part 2, I am still invested in the story of the show as it is in the show. And I'm just looking forward to seeing what the next 3 episodes are how they're going to go. Because again, episode 7 is the Left Behind story with Ellie and Riley. Episode 8 will be the story with David, and then episode 9 will be the finale. So it's going to be an exciting 3 weeks for this amazing, amazing show. And yeah, if you would like to discuss what you think of the show, either this episode specifically or the show in general, you can do so on either commenting on the YouTube video or reaching me on my social media, Twitter, Instagram, Vero, Snapchat, TikTok. All the direct links will be in the description for this episode. And thank you all so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing. And if you're not subscribed, please do so. YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, so many other platforms. You can check the direct link for that as well. Support me by getting some nice little merchandise from my store. That link will be in the description as well. And check out my past reviews for episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 of The Last of Us. Check out my reviews for the games of The Last of Us, the remastered version, and then the non-spoiler part 2 review from 2020 that I did. And thank you all so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing, for liking what I do on here, because I, as much fun as I have doing this for myself and loving doing what I'm doing on here, enjoy doing it for all of you as well. And it's honestly very surprising that I even have even a little bit of a fan base from people that have reached out to me recently, because even just doing these reviews for the show, it's from my friend telling me that her cousin was wanting me to do a review for the show, and that's why I'm doing it. I mean, I was considering doing it anyways, but not since it was requested from a fan. I felt like, all right, I had to do it. So, and I'm very much appreciative of that, especially, you know, reaching over 200 subscribers now, which I was just completely oblivious to until I noticed it about a week ago. I'm so very much appreciative of everyone who has subscribed. I really, truly, and genuinely appreciate it, because when I started doing these videos, started doing this podcast in summer of 2018, I didn't think anybody was going to watch the videos or listen to any of this. You know, the fact that even one person did is amazing, let alone having so many people in the last 5+ years to listen to everything I'm doing. I can't be any more grateful and appreciative. I thank you. I really, truly, genuinely do. And this is gonna be it for this episode. This has been the Manatites Podcast. I am Julian, and I will see all of you on the next one.